A little confidence gives me power. A little confidence gives me power. When you're learning a game and you can practice a little bit and practice and practice and practice, you build up confidence in your ability to play the game. It's like taking the basketball and bouncing it up and down and patting it around and using it in every one of the tricky ways that you use it to learn how to play basketball. And you take the basketball and you stand in different positions and you shoot for the net. And you back up way far up and shoot. And you go on the side and you shoot. And you go on the front and you shoot. And then you have some of your friends come along. And they're more duppish than you are at learning the game. And as they play with you, they confront you. And you have to think about getting out of their way. You have to think about getting the ball around them. You have to think about getting the ball into the net. And you have to think about all of those things that you want to do. Now, you don't know the rules of the game yet. You're just playing with basketball. You just know that the object is to put the basketball through the net from various places, and that you have to bounce the ball and keep the ball bouncing, because that way, as long as the ball is in action, it's your ball. And if the ball is not in action, it's the game, that particular move is over, or whatever the rules of the game are. Now, as you shoot that basket and shoot that basket and shoot that basket, you sometimes make 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 or 1 out of 6. But the thing is, as you practice, you get better and better and better. And you stop trying so hard and you start doing what is what you have to do, but you don't realize you have to do it. What you have to do is to visualize the ball going into the net. You think the ball is going into the net. You think it's in. And when you begin to visualize the ball going in the net, then you have all sorts of confidence, and you throw it with skill and with magic. You throw it so beautifully. You shoot your ball so marvelously that it goes into the net every time you shoot it. Now, when you do that, and you're playing in your backyard, or you're playing at home, or you're playing when no one else is around, you gain wonderful confidence in yourself. And as you gain this confidence in yourself, you are able to play the entire game. Now, the next step comes learning the rules of the game. If you're going to play the game with other people, and you're going to play the game that they're going to play, you got to know what the rules are. And if you don't know the rules, then it's no game. But once you learn the rules, and you practice the rules, you read the rule book, and you study them, and you practice, and you study them, and you practice. Now, the rest of the guys are doing what they're doing. Some of them are learning the rules, some of them are not. Some of them are practicing, some of them are not. Some have just a built-in skill to shoot the basket and get it in every time, and they think that that's enough to make them a good player on the team. But they don't realize that learning all the rules of the game are vitally important to being a good player on the team. That the confidence you have in shooting the basket gives you a great deal of power, and it gives you a great deal of ability, you might say, but it doesn't help you to play the game fully and completely. Confidence comes from knowing the game, knowing the rules. If you're going to play chess, you have to learn what are the rules of chess. Even checkers is a simpler game. You must learn the rules of it. And you cannot violate the rules. And if you cheat, you know you cheated, and you don't feel good about that. You don't feel that that has proven you to be a wonderful player. You just know you cheated. No matter what you do, no matter what we do in life, if ever we cheat, we find that we are not happy with ourselves. We are not proud of ourselves. We do not feel that we have done a good job. We do not feel that we have been a worthy opponent in the game. So, the greatest thing that any of us can learn as we go through life is to learn the rules of how life works, to learn the rules of the game of life to play. Now, in the game of life as we know it, the game of life has rules, and we call these rules the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect. For every cause we put in motion, we get an equal and opposite, if not an equal and definite, effect. Now, what effect do you want out of life? Do you want to be a good game player? Do you want to be a winner? Do you want to be someone who enjoys the game? You play exquisitely well. You're a team member. You're not necessarily the basket shooter all the time, but you're a good team member. You know how to pass the ball. You know how to carry the ball. You know how to keep it going for your team. You can let someone else shoot the points, and you keep the ball going. Learning how to do that is quite an art. It's quite an art, and the greatest part of that art is humility. It's not having to prove yourself. You play the game because it's delightful, it's charming, it's wonderful. In chess, you play the game because it's delightful, charming, and wonderful. You play the game because you like to think, how could I move my chessmen to most effectively bring me into placing my opponent in checkmate, where I could check his king, or check any of the other parts, but that he is unable to release himself from my checkmate. Now, I don't think that I want to do something terrible to him. I don't want to knock him down. I don't want to win from him. I just want to play an exquisite game which shows my genius at every move I make. Same in basketball, the same in baseball, football, the same in any type of game, soccer. No matter what game we play, we want to be exquisite at it. We want to play with our genius. We want to play with, but that comes from knowing the game, and that comes from having confidence in ourselves. And a little confidence gives me power that gives me the ability to play the game wonderfully, beautifully, and fantastically, and to play the game even as a winner. Even as a winner. I might never have thought of myself winning over somebody else who I know plays the game exquisitely well and always does very well. But if I will play by the rules, if I will know the rules, and if I will play by the skill that it requires from dribbling the ball, from moving around, just like the Globetrotters, they put the balls between their legs and they flip them here and they flip them there and they do all sorts of magical things. They are so confident in their ability to handle that ball and make it do whatever they want it to do, go so high or so high, and how much pressure to put on it, how much bounce to put into it. They know exactly what to do. And because they know exactly what to do, they have a wonderful game. And they play a game as though it's a game, as though it's fun, as though it is something just using their genius and their challenge. But their genius is something they learned, is something they trained themselves in. It's something that came from a confidence in themselves to handle that ball and do what they want to do. To handle those chessmen and do what you want to do. To handle your checkers and do what you want to do. To do any game at all and do what you want to do. It's not the difficulty of the game. It's not the complexity of whatever it is we're doing in our life. All it is a matter of we are quiet enough in ourselves as we are doing everything, and we are doing it with confidence. We're doing it lovingly, with confidence. We're doing it wonderfully, with confidence. And we feel that we are doing it terrific. And we do it well. Whenever we play any game, whenever we do anything at all, we are letting that self-confidence in us guide us, direct us, and make us a winner every time. I use self-confidence when I play, and I enjoy it very thoroughly. All of my friends use self-confidence when they play, and they enjoy it very thoroughly. And a little confidence gives me power to accomplish my goal. And a little confidence gives you power to fulfill any desire of your heart right now and forevermore. Have a wonderful day. I love you.